We'll call the Conference Committee on the Operating and the Mental Health Budget Appropriation Bills to order. House Bill 286 and House Bill 285. This is our third meeting. We have changed our locations and changed our time. We were originally going to have the public hearing at 3:30 in the Senate Finance Committee room, but due to another heated issue on crime that is continuing, many people have signed up and have been waiting for well over 2 hours. So in order to accommodate them, we've relocated this conference committee meeting to a little after 4 o'clock in the Butrovich room. So members present, Representative Paul Seaton.
In the Bell's room.
Members present, Representative Paul Seaton, Vice Chair, Representative Neil Foster, and Representative Steve Thompson. Also present from the Senate are Senator McKinnon, Senator Olson, myself, Senator Hoffman. Today, we'll be addressing the open items in HB 285 and 286 based on motion sheets that have been distributed to the members earlier today and dated April 19th. For the Departments of Education and Early Development, Fund Capitalization and Language, and Supplementals. HB 287, dealing with early funding of education, has passed both bodies. Today we are taking up education items that passed in HB 287, which are also in 286, the operating budget, and remove those identical items from 286 that are now funded in 287. With that, we will begin with the Department of Education and Early Development. Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the committee adopt the following in the Department of Education and Early Development's budget. Item 1, Senate. Item 2, Senate. Item 4, Senate on both lines. Item 5, Senate. Item 6, Senate. Item 7, Senate. Item 8, Senate. Item 9, Senate. Item 13, Senate on all lines. Item 14, Senate on all lines.
Is there objection to this motion? Hearing no objection, the motion passes. This action closes items 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 13, and 14 in the Department of Education and Early Development's budgets. This leaves open items 3, 10, 11, 12, 15, and 16. I might also state that as this will early fund education, pink slips will not go out, and this is not in anticipation that we may not adjourn in an orderly fashion, but this is just a precautionary measure so that education funding, the people in the education community can be assured that pink slips will not go out this year. That brings us to the fund capitalization section. Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the committee adopt the following in fund capitalization budget. Item 3, Senate. Item 4, Senate. Item 5, Senate. Item 6, Senate. Item 7, Senate. Item 8, Senate.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, that motion passes. And this action closes items 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 in fund capitalization, leaving and leaving the following items, item 1, 2, 9, 10, and 11 open. We'll now move to the language and supplemental items. Representative Seaton.
I move the committee adopt the following in the language items. Item 5, Senate.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, that motion passes. This action closes item 5 in the language and supplementals, leaving open items 1, 2, 3, and 4. We will notice our next meeting on basis when we have more items to take action on. In the meantime, we'll be talking with members about the items relating to public safety in the Department of Law, public safety, and the administration. And it is with this that we are having the extended hearings on public safety up in Senate Finance today. Is there any other items that any member would like to bring up at this time? Seeing none, Representative Seaton.
I move that we adjourn.
Without objection, we are adjourned.